Hey friends, have you listened to our recent F1 Tech Talk episode, Aero 101? If not, make sure to check it out. Following that episode, we received a question and wanted to share it with our Two Guys, A Girl, and F1 community. Hi Sabrina, just listened to the episode and a question came to mind. In the movie Ford vs. Ferrari, while Shelby and Miles are testing the car, they tape strings to the car. I know they were looking at the airflow around the car, but what were they looking for? What were they seeing that could help them? Thanks, Russell. Well, Russell, I posed this question to the guys, and here's what they said. From Dick, the yarn method is simple but effective for sure. Very similar to the dye that you sometimes see the teams adding to the car. Although the dye is a two-dimensional way of viewing how the air is behaving versus the yarn, which is more three-dimensional. In the case of Ford versus Ferrari, they were using the yarn to identify where the airflow was either very turbulent or, quote, stalling, end quote, i.e. creating lots of drag but little to no downforce at the front of the car, which was then causing the front of the car to lose aerodynamic grip. In those days, wings were pretty much an unknown, but the engineers knew that the lack of downforce was a huge problem. Even today, the turbulent air inside the wheel wells of a prototype sports car has to be released or a large amount of lift will be generated under the car, and that is not good. So you will see all sorts of vents and slats on the top of the fender wells of the sports prototype cars in an attempt to kill that lift. John, I defer to you, but that is my take on this subject. Dick. And John said, excellent explanation of the comparison between the two systems. Oil is also used, particularly to demonstrate the separation of the air, which creates turbulence and drag. Neither good for race cars. These are simple but useful tools. Now, other tools are probably more useful, tools such as CFD and transducers, to measure pressure very accurately. John. Russell, you asked an excellent question, and I hope this helps you and our other listeners. For all of you friends within the Two Guys, A Girl, and F1 community, we appreciate you listening and sharing episodes and asking questions like these. So keep them coming. Drop me a line via email, Sabrina@twoguysagirlandf1.com.